was a perfect day. The pink powder puff trees along the Via Roma were the same hue as the tupis. They shook their heads in the breeze, casting a million petals into the air. I was trembling as I finally mounted the steps of the library. My entire life now seemed but a preparation for this day. The doorman, Crocifisso, whistled in admiration as I came in. In the ladies' room, I suddenly became afraid of appearing overdressed and did not want to remove my raincoat. I took it off, then I put it back on, then I took it off again. Oh, this was foolish! I could not sit in my Macintosh all day. I also couldn't return home to change. I had to make the best of it and try and appear natural and normal and confident in my fine clothes. How Constanza laughed when she saw me hiding behind the counter in the basement. My Signorina Fiore, you look beautiful today. I do believe you're wearing a little lipstick. And that pink suit, so pretty. Are you expecting anyone in particular to come in? A man, perhaps? A foreigner? She tottered away, shrieking with false laughter. I locked myself in the staff lavatory and took a long look at myself in the mirror. I looked ridiculous. My fat, stupid, made-up face was staring back at me from inside the glass. You fool, I said to myself, tears burning up behind my eyes. You have really given them something to laugh at now.